We read in 1 Samuel the repeated phrase, "And David fled." There was a season in the life of David when he was on the run from Saul's armies, and he was hunted like a flea among the rocks, where he lived in a constant crucible of anxiety and uncertainty, danger and adversity. But God was with David, and he kept giving him miraculous deliverances while he was stripping David of self and teaching David the doctrine of the absence of self, while building character and maturity into David to be a leader and king over Israel, while at the same time making him the passionate penman of some of the most moving passages of Scripture in the Psalms, wherein David relates his personal experiences with God and gives testimony to the faithfulness of God and gives encouragement to the people of God for the advancement of the kingdom and the glory of God. Every follower of Christ must come to the place of absence of self and denial of self and take up his cross and follow a crucified Savior. Self must both be dethroned and put down so Christ can be enthroned and exalted into life. Because if you want more of Jesus, then you must be prepared to have more of his cross. J. Siddle Baxter used to say, "How can a man full of himself preach the Christ who emptied himself?" And it's true, friends. The doctrine of the absence of self means we must be willing to be reduced to nothing so Christ can be everything to us and prominent in us. For as God built David to be king by reducing David before he was king, so too with us, God builds his servants through his sovereign process of reducing and decreasing. Gold must be reduced to its purity in the furnace of affliction. The branch must be pruned back and decreased before it can be more fruitful. If we desire further usefulness to God, then we must be willing to submit to both the refiner's fire and the divine pruning knife.